My first guest of the afternoon is on the line. He is Professor Jerome Loveland, and he is representing a remarkable organization called Surgeons for Little Lives. And that's what we're going to do this afternoon. We're going to shine a little spotlight on that organization and try and understand how it has been changing lives for well over a decade. Professor Jerome Loveland, thanks for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thanks very much for having me. Much appreciated.
So talk to me. Platform's yours. Tell me about this organization, Surgeon for Little Lives. When did it begin? What inspired it? You name it.
Yeah, long story. I'll try and keep it brief. But yeah, I mean, essentially, so I'm a pediatric surgeon, and I worked in the state healthcare sector for many, many years. And, you know, we provided a world-class pediatric surgical service, but we had relatively little support for our patients and their families in their time of need. So it's not really a novel idea. You know, major children's hospitals around the world all run in conjunction with charities. So we decided to do the same. And we spent about 18 months putting the administrative and legal framework together. Launched about 10 years ago, having identified various projects. And here we are 10 years later. I think we've made a really massive impact on, you know, tens, hundreds of thousands of lives of these kids that need surgery, predominantly at Barrow Gwynedd Hospital, and it's been a really cool story.
I would imagine that in the South African context, resources are way more scarce than certainly European, American, and other first world countries. What were the needs that you identified here particularly?
So look, I mean, this is all in collaboration with obviously Wits University and the Department of Health.
Yeah.
So, you know, we support the clinical training platforms of Wits University that are housed in all of our, well, not in many of our provincial hospitals. And, you know, we're really fortunate in that the pediatric surgical care and the medical care that's provided is really world class. But it's more the softer stuff. I think patient experience, supporting families of patients during their time. And then we've expanded to sort of try and support the need in terms of supporting pediatric surgical training, in terms of supporting pediatric surgical research. But the focus always remains the patient.
I'm going a little bit off script here, but I don't have much of a filter, so I'm just going to be true to myself and ask the question that perhaps I shouldn't ask. Is Barrow functional? Because in my mind,
oh,
I've just seen pictures of people on gurneys in halls and a failing public hospital system, and I'm thinking this just must be nightmarish beyond belief. Am I wrong? Is that an outdated stereotype which doesn't exist anymore?
Well, it does exist. I mean, look, the Department of Health is under relative duress, right?
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean that the medical care is under duress.
Okay.
So the medical care is superb, and that's why what we do is so good, because we simply support the medical care. We improve it, obviously. We improve the care that they get. Through the research, we identify where we can do things better. But, I mean, Barrow Gwynedd Hospital is a phenomenal health institution, and not just from a pediatric surgical perspective, from pediatric ICU, from many of the adult disciplines. You know, it does a phenomenal job.
So then let's turn back to your organization and tell me, over the past 10 years, what would you say have been your biggest milestones or your proudest moments?
So I always use two currently. I mean, I think the first is that we support every single patient that comes through the door, and that's on many levels. You know, on a very basic level, all of those patients receive a little admission pack which requires items of need and items of comfort. So toothbrush, toothpaste, and a toy. Wow. that just gives them comfort during their admission. But their admission is facilitated by our support of the training of the pediatric surgeons. So all of those kids, through whatever they've had, whether it's been an appendectomy or a major cancer surgery or a neonatal surgery, have been impacted by Surgeons for Little Lives. And I think We've had various infrastructure projects, but the one that currently stands out is the Burns unit, where we've just recently done a massive renovation, and where the state healthcare sector is under duress is in terms of ICU beds. And that Burns unit had only 5 or 6 intensive care beds, which was way under the need. If you walk into that facility now, it looks like, any Mediclinic facility around the country. We've increased the bed numbers to 12. There's a phenomenal rehab facility, and that is absolutely life-changing for those and life-saving for those children that are unfortunate enough to need the care.
So again, just be out of interest, what kind of investment was made into a center like that?
So that was a 25 million rand
Oh,
renovation.
wow.
That particular one. I mean, I always say which is amazing, right? And you need the donors for that, but a lot of what we do doesn't require that type of investment. If you look at those little admission packs, we put one together for approximately 300 rand, and that completely changes that pa the patient's experience. And so you need both. It's a continuum from the day-to-day stuff to working towards those big capital build projects that really change. I mean, they change the face of the hospital.
I'm just thinking it's phenomenal that it actually happens. I mean, it's all very well to have the idea and even the finance, but then you've got to get through red tape and actually make it happen. And there's always interests which, like pretty much support the status quo and aren't looking to change too much. And I'm thinking the fact that you achieved this is just absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, look, I mean it is a remarkable story, I have to say. I think some of our we recently chatted to a lot of our donors, and the reason they keep coming back is that we spent time making this a really legitimate, strong, and transparent organization, and they see the donors see where the money goes, and they see the outcome of their donations. And I think that's probably our biggest strength. So we've been absolutely clear to what our objectives are, despite, often people want to sway you and steer you in a different direction. So I think that's been important. And then, yeah, I mean, we kind of, I mean, we, don't necessarily do things according to the normal
Yes.
parameters. Sometimes you need to take the bull by the horns and just do
And
it,
be
right?
result orientated.
And
Now I'm with you. You do what you need to do to
right,
get the result. I get that.
and so it's not always as conventional as some people would like, if that makes sense. But the end result is, and I'm not, I mean, by no means, I mean, it's
No,
I'm getting myself
this
into
is
trouble here. It's
fantastic. That's
all straight down the line,
fantastic.
but it's kind of like
Fantastic.
asking for forgiveness, right? But
Exactly. Exactly. No,
I mean,
I'm this is fantastic. Thank you. Got a huge smile on my face. Okay, so let's get you out of trouble. Beyond the medical side, apparently your organization also focuses pretty heavily on emotional healing through kids, art, music, plays, etc. Do you put a lot of emphasis on that? Do you think that's a very important part of recovery?
yeah, it's super important. I mean, there's two components to that. So we've got this amazing artist called Janine Rech, and she's been, working through surgeons for little lives for the last 10 years. And the impact that she has on these children during their admission is just profound. And I'm going to go back to the burns unit. You get, a little kid that comes in with a really major burn, and she'll get him to draw a picture, him or her to draw a picture. I can cite many examples, and it's this kind of dark,
Yes.
depressing image. And 4 or 6 weeks later, at the end of their stay, as they're kind of walking out, they'll draw a picture that is light and sunshine, and it's
Wow.
remarkable.
Okay.
And then the thing that goes hand in hand with that very quickly is that, one of the other things is we built a parental sleepover facility, so moms and dads can, lodge in the hospital fully supported and be there to support their kids. And both of those have a phenomenal impact on recovery.
Prof, my engineer's telling me I'm out of time, but I have to ask you a final question because apparently for your 10th year anniversary, you're calling on people to donate 365 rand. What difference can that contribution make to a child's life?
It makes a massive difference. I mean, it'll be a discharge or an admission pack as an absolute minimum, and that changes the patient's hospital experience. So do it.
Professor Jerome Loveland, thank you for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.